Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be, with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening to everyone, and greetings in our Lord and Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we get into your word this evening, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds to be receptive and to give us a greater revelation and understanding in the truth of this your word, Heavenly Father, so that we will not be among those that are easily to be deceived, but that we'll be able stand against that, Father, and to stand in your word. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be here in the fifth chapter of John, the Gospel of John, and starting here with verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. So here in this verse 1, we know he was going to Jerusalem and he was going for this feast. It doesn't tell us which one, but we know that actually there was several feasts would take place for the Jews. In fact, there's three major Jewish feasts. Then you've got Passover, which is in the spring, Pentecost, 50 days later, and then the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. This first verse doesn't tell us which feast this is. Number 2. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. This name, Bethesda, actually means a house of mercy. So that's what this was. This was a place that was known to them as a house of mercy. Now, three. In these days lay a great multitude of impotent folks of blind, all withered, waiting for the moving of the water. It doesn't tell us exactly what is wrong with these people, but we know that they all have problems, and they're waiting for the movement of the water. You see, the time when the angel will come down and stir the water up and get it going, and when that happens, the first one in gets healed. Now, four. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. You see, scripture going to tell you right there exactly what I was saying. Now, five. A certain man was there which had infirmity 38 years. Now, it doesn't tell us what this infirmity is, but we know he can't walk. Six. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Eight. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. He's not going to make him wait for troubling the water. He's going to take care of that himself right then and there. Nine. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. So we know now that because of this happening on that day, the Sabbath day, the Lord's going to be questioned and in trouble with a lot of the Pharisees and those of the high priest, the scribes, and all of them. 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Now, something I want you to know here. You see, that was not one of God's commandments. Now, God did command for them not to work on the Sabbath. It was a day of rest. But it doesn't reach out to the point of not taking care of others. All had made that up themselves and put it in to the law. You see, we know that this man now had this for 38 years. That's a long, long time. And Jesus knows too. And like I said, we don't know what his condition is, but we know that it was keeping him down. He couldn't walk and all of that. And, you know, it may have been the result of sin. We don't know. Because the word doesn't tell us. But we do know that if it hadn't have been for Jesus, he had probably never been healed because he couldn't get to the water in time to get in before someone else would beat him there. Now, 11. He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." He said, "One that healed me told me to do it." 12. Then asked they him, "What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" Now, 13. And he that was healed was not who it was. He didn't know who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away and multitude being in that place. So he didn't know. 14. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee." Now, Jesus is letting us know that whatever this was, the longest man, was caused by sin. And he's telling him now to go and sin no more. 15. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. 16. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him. Now they're beginning to want now to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But as I was telling you before, that's something they made up. The Jewish people made up themselves and added to the law. God didn't do it. 17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." In other words, my Father works now, and he says, "And so do I work." 18. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Because they didn't have the understanding, and really they should have had, because they had back then the Old Testament scriptures and all. It was called the Torah, which at that time would have been their Bible. And they all studied it. But because they was not keeping the law at all, you see, it was just like today among mankind that don't understand the New Testament. And as Dennis was speaking this morning, you know, about this and about the New Testament and the Bible. This was kept for you and I down through the years and kept safe for us. Because it gives us the way of making heaven our home. But it was written to the church. It wasn't, this Bible was not wrote to the sinners, as Dennis was telling you this morning. It was wrote to the churches, especially in the New Testament. Every book in the New Testament was wrote to a church, to a group of mankind that were believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Now, you and I, we are not using, actually, all of the power and things that has been given to us by Almighty God. Because we are to be following the Lord Jesus Christ and letting him work through us to accomplish the work that is still needs to be done on earth before he comes back and before he comes for the church. Now, because you see, once he comes for the church, it's all over. A lot of people don't think so. But they don't really study the word. They may read the Bible, but they read it like a storybook and they read it quickly and they don't stop and think about what it is really saying. Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel. We know there is greater things coming than what we've seen so far here in John. Because we read about them in the others as we've come this far. 21. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Because you see, he also knows what the Father is wanting. But we are to be used by the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit so that the work of God can be completed. And then the Lord Jesus Christ will be coming back. Now, 22, for the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son. And when we step out of this life into the next and stand, we're going to be standing before him to be judged. 23. That all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which has sent him. You see, because they are all one. But it is God working with mankind in different times and working with different personalities, so to speak. In the Old Testament, he was the Father. In these four Gospels, it is the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, again, it is the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. You see, the Holy Spirit, four Gospels, were mainly with Jesus. And he, when he would send the disciples out, it was through him that they had the power to go do what he sent them to do. But you see, they were not baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit either until the day of Pentecost. There in that upper room, as Dennis was talking about this morning. Now, 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And this death that is mentioned here, actually the separation from God. It's not death as we look at death today, but it is a separation from God. It's spiritual death. Now, 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Well, he's coming back one day to the church. And once again, as Dennis was speaking this morning, there is controversy about when that will take place, whether it will take place before tribulation, after tribulation, or about the middle of tribulation. Now, and every man has their own belief in that. If you really go to the Bible and you really get to searching out mainly for that, you can find your answer. No one will have to give it to you. You'll be able to find it if you really diligently seek for it and you are a child of God. Now, 26, for as the Father has lifted, for as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. Just as we are given today, when we are in Christ, and we are walking as a born-again child of the living God, we have that life in us. And we have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit all living within this fleshly tabernacle. That is God's word. And it doesn't change. But that is for his children. Those that are walking out here in sin and in darkness, no. Not until and unless they will come to the knowledge of knowing they need Jesus and go to him in truth and in sincerity and repent, for they are forgiven, and get into his word, find a good church, regardless of where that church is, or what the name of it is, if it is teaching the truth of God's word, and you see the Lord in it, make that a part of your life. And learn. Because we will all learn every day. And that's why we have this Bible study twice a day, every day. We're told to study God's word every day. But he had me to set this up because I know there's some that can be free of a morning that's not free in the evening. And we have some free to be with us in the evening that is not free to be with us of a morning. And we are reaching around the world. Pastor Kenny, before we got started, was just telling me about another minister overseas that has 9 churches talking to Kenny about joining with us. Now, 27. And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. And we have been told many times about this in our studies. We know that there'll be a day that he's going to call them all out. And they will come out first. They will be raised first, and those that are living will follow them. Now, 29. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. You see, the Lord don't pull no punches, and that's why we are told to stand and speak boldly. Because we are supposed to be speaking the truth of God's word. Will we be criticized? Oh, yes. We're going to be persecuted? Oh, yeah. Satan is going to do everything he can do to get a hold of us, to try to drag us away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Now, you and I are not judges. We're not called for that. Now, 31. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Now, you can take that verse and begin to understand why we are not to lift ourselves up. Takes the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. 32. There is another that bear witness of me. And I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. And of course, Jesus is talking about the Father. And he is also a witness of you and I. And so is Jesus. 34. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that you might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Uh-oh. Now, there's been a time that a lot of them has started through. But I have greater witness than that of John for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. 37. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him, ye believe not. You see, he's talking here to those that are against him, persecuting him, that's wanting him dead. And he's letting them know that the reason, and the whole reason of their not understanding and knowing, really knowing him, is because they don't believe in either him nor the Father. 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Search the scriptures. We talk about study, that's exactly what this means. Study the scriptures. And ye will not come to me that you might have life. He's letting them know. There. That they just won't come to him. 41. I receive not honor from men, 42. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. He's speaking very plain to these that are persecuting him and that are against him and want to see him killed. 43. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. And we've seen a lot of that here in our day and time. We've even seen him come claiming to be him and have a big following. Now, 44. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? We need to be asking for nothing of mankind, just from Almighty God, giving him our lives totally and completely. That's the only way you're going to make heaven your home. Now, for that, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. You see, he's talking to those that are living by the law, not those living under grace, because Jesus is still here at this time speaking as a man and as the Son of God. He's not yet died and been resurrected. 46. For had you believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. We know Moses did. Now, 47. But if you believe not his writing, how shall ye believe my words? He's letting them know. He's pulling no punches. He's not walking around any excuses. He's taking it straight down the line and letting them know exactly how they are standing in life at that moment. How are you standing in your life in this moment? Are you ready? If the Lord was to come tonight, are you ready? You see, because unless you're ready, you're not his child, you're not going to be with him. Think about this. And think about what we have just been over this evening. And it won't hurt you. Again, when you get time, those of you that can get time later this evening or tonight to read over this again and let God read it aloud, read it slow, and let God speak to you and see how much of this he will reveal unto you, just as we have had it revealed to us during this study session. Because you see, I don't do the teaching. I can't. I'm not a teacher. Think about it. I didn't go far enough through school to be a teacher. What I have is what the Holy Spirit gives me. And that's the way to live my life. And we are all supposed to walk in the Spirit. And to walk in the Spirit, we must have it. It must have been given to us. You see, it's also another gift from God. All right. We've come to the end now. Chapter 5, we're going to be stopping there. And come morning, God willing, I pray that we can all be together again, and we'll be back into the New Testament. As I told you, we're going to take Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday for the New Testament, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to finish up with the four Gospels. Now, I don't know whether we'll get through the four Gospels in just this coming week, or whether it will take a little more time, but we've only got John, the Gospel of John left. And then we will be dividing up between the Old Testament again and the New Testament. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we do praise you and we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit live with us, to give us, Father, everything that we need in order to make heaven our home. We pray for Israel, for peace for them, and for them to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And this evil land that we are living in here now, Father, we are praying for the evil leadership in our government and in our churches to be removed, Father, and to be replaced with those that are yours, that love you, that love the Lord Jesus Christ, loves the church and your people, and loves this country, and will work with us to bring this land to repentance so that it can be healed and our government put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, for Amy, for husband Tom, for son Jacob, to Bobby and Millie Johnson, to James Taylor, to myself and all of our families. Father, we all have family members that are walking in darkness. I'm praying, Father, that soon the Holy Spirit will be able to work with them and bring them quickly to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost and all can make heaven their home. Now, Father, as we separate for the evening and this night, keep us in health. Keep us safe. And Father, bring us back together again come morning at 10 a.m. And Father, I want to lift up this young couple, Courtney and Shane. Father, may the Holy Spirit work with them and bring them to a knowledge of knowing that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. Have a great, great, great night. And hope to see most of you come morning. Good night, all.